outside the apartment building.
If Bruce Banner's driving a rental car and turns into the Hulk, do you think he's covered or does he need to add the Hulk as an additional driver?
You really need a girlfriend.
The guys enter the lobby.
Oh, Mailman's here!
Aw, I remember when he used to get that excited to see us.
Do you have any mail for Dr. Sheldon Cooper?
I do, but I can't hand it right to you. I have to put it in a box.
And that is what separates the U.S. Postal Service from those hippies at FedEx.
The postal worker puts the mail in a box.
Oh, goody!
Sheldon grabs the envelope.
What is so exciting? It's a letter from Dr. Walcott. We've been corresponding about my string theory research.
Wait, Robert Walcott? Like Walcott's theorem Walcott?
The very same.
Didn't he go crazy and cut off all contact with people?
Yeah, he was driven mad by a friend who kept wanting to talk about the Hulk's car insurance.
They go upstairs.
Oh, he's invited me to his cabin for the weekend to discuss a breakthrough he's had.
His cabin?
Yes, he lives off the grid up in the mountains.
So you're going to go to the middle of nowhere and spend the weekend with a crazy man you've never met?
Yes, why?
No reason, have fun.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. At Leonard and Penny's, Sheldon reads the letter. He writes in a notebook as his friends eat.
Oh.
Sheldon makes another note, then eyes the letter. He flips through a book.
Oh, nice one.
Hey, Penny, that's what you sound like when you read.
Hey!
What? He said it.
Sheldon, what are you doing?
I'm decoding Dr. Walcott's letter using this book as the key. Aren't conversations more fun when they're in code?
Yes, but I'm using a code where yes means no.
Oh, I got it. He's giving me directions to his cabin.
Seems a little paranoid.
He is not paranoid.
Sheldon grabs a lighter.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm following his instructions.
He ignites the crumpled letter. His friends stare as Sheldon starts to eat.
Leonard, you are not letting Sheldon go alone this weekend.
I am a grown man. I don't need somebody to chaperone me. I just need him to drop me off, pick me up, and pack me a sack lunch.
Don't look at me. When the music stopped, you were holding Sheldon.
Amy can't take him. It's her bachelorette party this weekend.
Yes, it is, because I'm getting married!
Are you going to be doing that all weekend?
Yes, do you know why?
Because you're getting married!
All right, Leonard, looks like you're driving me, but maybe you could drop me at the bottom of the mountain. I want him to think I'm cool.
That's great. Everyone's got weekend plans. Amy has her bachelorette party, and Sheldon's going to go to the woods and get hunted for sport.
Yeah, someone who has to track him every time he gets lost in IKEA. I feel like I'd be really good at that.
Leonard, you cannot drop him off. You have to stay with him and keep him safe.
Howard, you have to go and keep Leonard safe.
Fine.
I get it, and you want me to go and keep Howard safe.
Actually, I don't...
Just say yes, or he's going to want to come to the bachelorette party.
At home, Sheldon sits in bed while Amy puts on lotion.
Are you sure you're going to be okay this weekend?
Of course. I'm much more concerned about you. I know how you gals behave when the men are away.
You do?
I've read The Bacchae by Euripides. Drinking wine, riding panthers. It's proof that girls have gone wild for over 2,500 years.
Well, I wish I could say none of that is going to happen, but Penny is planning it, and she is the reason I own those underwear with writing across the butt.
Now, just be careful and use protection.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, but it's going to be sunny and you burn easily.
It'll be fine. I'm sure there'll be some drinking and some dancing, and then a mailman will probably show up and take his clothes off.
Nicholas is going to take his clothes off?
No, not our mailman. A dancer pretending to be a mailman.
Impersonating a federal employee? Oh, where's the after party, prison?
Amy affectionately leans against Sheldon.
It's sweet that you're worried about me.
Well, of course I'm worried about you. I want you to be safe.
And I want you to be safe.
I will be. I'll have my friends with me.
If anything should go wrong, I can use them as human shields.
Leonard drives his friends. Sheldon smiles while the others look bored.
For most of human history, time was believed to be an objective part of reality. But with the contributions of Immanuel Kant, science and philosophy chart...
When I said you should make a playlist for the road trip, I meant music.
This is better than music. This is a lecture on non-linear time.
Sounds like it's just on regular time.
Yes, but I put it on shuffle.
This is nice. The four of us haven't taken a trip like this since Leonard's bachelor party.
And now here we are for Sheldon's.
Leonard.
As Sheldon's best man, I need to inform you that this is not a bachelor party.
And tell them why.
Because you're a tiresome scold.
Sheldon glares.
No, it's because a bachelor party is typically a hedonistic blowout where no pleasures of the flesh are denied. I'm not interested in that.
How's that not exactly what I say?
In the hallway, Penny and Bernadette lead Amy, who wears a blindfold.
Okay, now I promised Sheldon things weren't going to get too crazy tonight. Should I be worried?
Just about who you're marrying.
Penny opens her door and they walk Amy inside.
Just come on.
Welcome to your bachelorette party.
Amy finds the room filled with fabric, spools of thread, and a sewing machine.
Oh.
It's a quilting bee.
My bachelorette party's a quilting bee.
Isn't it perfect?
You know, instead of oiled up strippers and sex toys, we thought, what does Amy like?
Amy grimaces, then smiles.
Amy likes a quilting bee.
In the woods, the guys approach a cabin porch.
Well, this place is creepy.
Why?
What, did you see his vegetable garden? Heirloom tomatoes in April. Creepy.
Okay, listen. Dr. Walcott is a brilliant topologist. We need to set some ground rules so that you don't embarrass me. No magic. No whining. You just no.
Raj looks offended.
Hey!
How come he gets to whine?
Sheldon rolls his eyes, then knocks.
Dr. Walcott?
Sheldon excitedly smiles.
It's a lot of locks.
It's a lot of knocks. They're made for each other.
A gray-haired man opens the door.
Dr. Walcott.
Dr. Cooper. Who are these people?
Oh, these are my friends. I wrote about them in my letter.
Oh, letter? I didn't get a letter.
Well, that's because I just sent it this morning. So score one for linear time.
Well, I don't normally allow strangers into my house.
But when you do, you let them out, right?
Dr. Cooper, if you can promise me these men share your intellect and academic rigor, yeah, I suppose they can join us.
You guys might need to wait in the car.
Cabin.
Well, let me show you around. This is the chair where I do most of my thinking about work. Now, my thinking about people who have wronged me, I do over there.
I've always said that I should get a grudge chair. Leonard, have I not always said that?
You have, but you were worried you'd spend too much time in it.
That's a real concern.
Oh, my God, this tomato is amazing. Like, I can eat it like an apple.
My secret is I fertilize it with my own manure.
With his mouth full, Raj's eyes widen.
The look on your face.
It's a sort of grin. You want to know what kind?
Raj throws away the tomato.
So, Dr. Walcott, in your letter, you said you had a new mathematical approach that would help me conceptualize the dimensions in string theory?
Yes. But before we get started, I am going to need to collect everybody's phone.
Yeah. Oh, why?
Because they're little listening devices, aren't they? Yes, for people to spy on you and steal your work.
Yeah, what happened to the good old days where if someone wanted to steal your work, they had to hire a prostitute to seduce you?
Who told you about that?
Just making a joke.
Yeah, it's not funny when it happens.
Walcott locks up their phones.
All right, now you're probably going to want to start with this notebook here.
Oh.
Here we are.
Oh, my. Oh.
No offense, Dr. Walcott, but I'm not sure this makes any sense.
That's because I've written it all backwards.
Wow. That's wow backwards.
Sheldon scans the notebook.
I still don't get it.
Well, plus the numbers are letters and letters are numbers.
I love him.
At the apartment, Bernadette and Penny sew by hand while Amy uses the machine. She gives her friends an insincere grin. Amy pushes fabric through the machine with an annoyed look.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I just finished sewing this top to bottom. Now I'm gonna sew it side to side.
Pace yourself. Some more tea?
Oh, lovely.
Bernadette uses a fancy teapot to refill Penny's cup. They clink their cups.
Seriously, what the hell?
Huh?
This is my bachelorette party? Tea and quilts?
What? You said you didn't want anything crazy.
Yes, but I said it like, I don't want anything crazy. Which clearly means I wanted something crazy. I mean, is this how boring you think I am?
Penny, she asked you a question.
Of course not.
So you thought that I would like quilting?
Well, don't you?
Of course I like quilting. It's the slowest way to make a blanket. But this is my bachelorette party. It's supposed to be fun and wild and full of bad decisions.
Hey, we can make bad decisions.
Yeah, she had two kids back to back, and I thought you'd like this, so we're off to a good start.
Come on, let's go somewhere. We could do body shots off shirtless bartenders.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. That might be too much.
All right, you know what? Why don't we stay home, have a little wine?
What are you not getting about this?
In Walcott's cabin, a long formula fills a chalkboard.
Dr. Walcott, your work on time is revolutionary.
Well, I would say thank you, but in my theory of time, you've already called my work revolutionary. I've already thanked you, and I hate repeating myself, so let's move on.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that time has multiple dimensions, the same as space?
No, I'm not saying it. The math is saying it. Though it is the math that I invented, so yes, I guess I am saying it.
Raj leans to Howard.
Are you understanding any of this?
I haven't understood anything since poop tomato.
My goodness, this is incredible.
See, I'm just not seeing where string theory fits into all this, and that's where I think that you and I could be of help to each other.
Thank you. I'd be honored.
All right, allow me to show you my most recent journal.
Walcott leads Sheldon across the cabin.
Sheldon's right. This guy's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little kooky, but a mind that can reconceptualize time probably has a reason for keeping a jar of toenail clippings that we just don't understand.
I could spend months up here just going through his math.
You know, I think Sheldon might.
Great. Who's going to tell Amy we lost her fiancé to a madman in the mountains?
They stare at Leonard.
Hey, I drove.
At a bar, Amy enters with Penny and Bernadette.
This is so exciting. Can we do a body shot? I've always wanted to do a body shot. Also, what's a body shot?
It's when you take a drink out of a stranger's belly button.
Oh, no thanks. What if they have an Audi? Does it just spill everywhere?
Okay, look, we've got all night. Let's just take it easy.
I'm getting married!
Bar patrons applaud.
There you go. First round's on the house.
Ooh. Hey there. Do you do body shots?
Oh, she said she didn't want.
Mind your business.
Cheers!
12 minutes later, Amy sleeps at the counter.
Amy? Amy! Should we get her home?
Why? She's sound asleep and we have sliders coming.
At the cabin, Walcott and Sheldon read notes.
So, how would this work in the context of a singularity?
Yes, that's a tricky bit to explain. I assume you're familiar with non-abelian group theory.
No, and how? Oh, you never forget your first group theory.
Listen, I'm going to put on a pot of coffee because there is a lot of math to go through.
He said he didn't want a wild bachelor party.
Excuse me?
Oh, Sheldon's getting married in a month.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, I'm a married man myself.
Oh, really? Is she here?
And alive?
And can people other than you see her?
She lives in Munich. It's a perfect marriage. We focus on our work and send each other cards every year on our birthdays. Hey, wait, what month is it?
April.
Most years. The point is, we give each other space. I give her Europe, she gives me South America. That's where she thinks I'm living.
Oh, I've never considered a long-distance marriage.
Well, listen, if you want to be a great scientist, you can't afford to be distracted. Hey, where are my manners? You fellas must be hungry. Do you like rabbit?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Okay. But can you tell the difference between rabbit and squirrel?
No, probably not.
Great!
He picks up a hunting rifle.
We're having rabbit.
Sheldon looks suspicious.
Be right back.
Walcott leaves.
It is amazing how much he's accomplished by isolating himself from the distractions of day-to-day life.
Okay, please don't tell me you want to live like this.
See, that's the strange thing. I don't. What is wrong with me? Why don't I want this? Look at how cool it all is.
Nothing is wrong with you. You have friends. You have a fiance. You have a full life.
You know what? You're right. Thank you for bringing me up here. But I think I'm ready to go home now.
Really? You don't want to stay for dinner and talk more science?
No, we better go. I miss Amy. And my phone.
Sheldon looks at the door.
Also, I'm from Texas and I can taste the difference between rabbit and squirrel.
At the apartment, Amy sleeps under an unfinished quilt. She startles awake. Penny turns off the TV.
Oh, look who's back.
There she is.
What happened? How did we get here?
You don't remember anything?
I remember taking some shots and then that's it. Oh my gosh, did I pass out?
You kind of did.
At my own bachelorette party? I'm so lame.
Well, you didn't pass out before. You did all kinds of fun stuff.
What did I do?
What did you do? What'd you do?
Well, you don't remember river dancing on top of the bar?
Amy stares at a loss.
I did that?
Yeah, you did.
But I don't know how to river dance.
Didn't stop you from teaching all those shirtless firemen.
I saw shirtless firemen?
Saw, smelled, slid down like a pole.
Did I flash anybody?
How about everybody?
I can't believe it. I'm so embarrassed. You didn't take any pictures, did you?
Oh, no, we would never do that to
you. Yeah, but if there were pictures, they would be crazy.
You guys are good friends.
Glimpses show photos of Amy passed out while Penny and Bernadette pose with her. Penny pulls Amy up the stairs, and the last photo shows Amy asleep on the couch. At his cabin, Walcott returns with a sack.
Dinner!
He finds Sheldon and his friends gone.
Guys?
He puts the gun down.
I can't believe they left without saying goodbye. Wait a minute. What if they stole my work? Wait a minute! What if they were never here at all? Wait a minute! What if they haven't gotten here yet, but they're on their way? I better tidy up.
At home, Amy prepares toast. Hair disheveled, she stares blankly. Sheldon enters.
Hello. Welcome back. How'd it go?
Dr. Walcott's theories of time might save my new interpretation of string theory.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. How was your bachelorette party?
Well, I was in a bar and I saw some shirtless men. They were firemen and they fought over me. But Penny and Bernadette got me out of there before the victor got my spoils.
I see.
What's the matter? You look glum.
Amy, would you still love me if I wasn't who you thought I was?
What are you talking about?
Well, what if it turns out I'm not the single-minded, science-obsessed recluse who puts his work above everything and everybody else that you fell in love with?
Amy considers.
What if I'm not the straight-laced, buttoned-up quilting queen you thought I was? What if I'm a River Dancing Wild Woman.
Sheldon's eyes shift in thought. He looks at Amy, who nods.
I'd still love you.
I'd still love you, too.
They kiss.
Do you really know how to river dance?
Wearing a serious look, Amy gets up.
You tell me.
She does rapid footwork while keeping her body straight. Stopping, Amy leans on the couch and puts a hand on her hip.
I'm the only man you do that for.
Executive producer Chuck Lorre.